Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
I'm Rad Marchand.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Totally radical, dude.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Wang Chung.
98.5 The Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
I had the oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cashness Chef. Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tuncher and Rich, and that is not the song that you're listening to. tickets to tonight's Bruins game. You were looking for Brad Marchand to sing the Wham hit, Wake Me Up Before You Go.
As Bert throws down his headphones and starts answering.
What a crusher.
You will be caller number 63 when you hear that particular song, not the one we just played.
No, it's Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Man. That right there was Wang Chung's Everybody Have Fun Tonight, which, of course, Bert is just now.
So take that, everybody.
We might play all of them before we play the real one. Remember, it's Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, caller 63 when you hear it at 617-931-0985. Yes, Dan in the other room, you about to say something?
No. All right. Sports Hub. Hello? Sports Hub. Hello?
It's going well.
Hey. Hey, yeah, you didn't win. Wrong song.
I already turned off his mic.
All right, there you go.
By the way, Bird, you don't have to answer the phones on the contest line.
Yeah.
Because we're not giving anything away.
Yeah. Nothing is being given away. Wait, but anytime before 10 o'clock, it could happen.
All right, the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at the Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. The only places in New England where you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. Now, you guys messed up a little bit with the Liverpool game.
Yeah, I had the I took the over, which was a push, and I think Dan had the draw, right?
And the under, which was 2.5.
Okay,
it's been a tough week, guys.
Yeah,
last week's been
all right. So
been tough.
When it comes to the NBA, how much is the officiating?
Because the wrangle, you guys came up with the ref angle, the wrangle, and now have you been playing the wrangle for the finals? And how has that worked out for you?
I have faded it 3 days in a row, or two out of the 3 times, and it's won all 3 days. Unfortunately. Oh. So all 3 games, the Wrangle's 3-0, and I'm 1-2.
The Wrangle's like legitimately over 85%.
So go with the Wrangle.
Yeah, right? But I keep fading it. I don't know why. I had Golden State last night. I thought even without
why
play.
Would you think Golden State? I just
thought at home. And
did you have them before you knew Clay was out?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's different. That's different. But to make that bet though, after
it still would have been 2.5.
I had them and I knew Clay was out.
Really? Yep. And you still went with it?
Yep. Now, what is the officiating? You didn't play the wrangle. So are you furious with the officiating going on, or has it been okay?
No, I think the biggest thing with the whole wrangle is that you can tell which side the officials are on. Like, you can tell who's getting the call. And, you know, like, again, game 2 when the Warriors won, I – legitimately felt like they were trying to give the game to the Warriors. So, like, that's the thing. When you watch it, you know that the officials are on a certain side. It doesn't make it still hard to watch, and they still bet on it no matter what. But the thing is that whatever the ref angle is, you have to ride it at this point. And I think the officials are going to extend this series.
Is it fair to think that the NBA would want a non-Canadian team to win this whole thing? Isn't it better for the NBA if the Warriors win?
I mean, I saw a stat like almost like over a third of Canada has watched the NBA finals. That's huge for them. I mean, I get that, you know, TNT doesn't get the ratings, but in general, Canada does. That's huge for them. That's a market that they're opening up. And to be honest with you, I think the NBA loves the fact that they're in it instead of Milwaukee.
Okay.
And just the simple fact that the Warriors have been there 5 years in a row. Like, you know, like Kevin Durant's not playing yet, and there's probably news we'll break in a little bit regarding that.
What?
So does the NBA, since you believe that they like the idea that Canada's watching, are they going to push it to Toronto, Toronto's way?
I don't think so. I mean, I think at some point what they're going to have to do is I'm interested. I don't think no matter what happens, I think the Warriors are going to win game four. I just don't see them going down 3-1, losing both games at home. Game five, it looks like to me, I think Toronto's going to need help. Listen, it depends on what they want. Do they want a 7-game series? Do they really want to draw this thing out? Or are they okay with now 5 or 6 games? It really depends. So at this point, I still think the Warriors are going to win probably in 6. I would be pretty shocked if it got to. I would still be surprised if it got to 7. I don't see it.
Yeah, the bet we had was under 6 games. So we're hoping for a push at this point. Right. But if it goes 7 or the Raptors win, we lose that. I did have a futures on the Raptors plus $100 to win $950 as some sort of a hedge here. But if you watch the series, like I know Steph Curry went off last night. Kawhi Leonard's the best player in the series.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's been unbelievable.
Siakam is right up there as well. So Toronto's a lot better than I thought. And we'll see what happens, but it sounds like Kevin Durant might be forced into action.
You know, I was thinking about this. So as much crap as we give the NBA for extending their series and things like that, the NHL playoffs started before the NBA playoffs, and we've had 4 games in the final for the Stanley Cup final and 3 games. I mean, they're going to end at almost the exact same time.
Yeah.
Which is really strange, and I'm not used to this because you feel like hockey is flying, but the NBA is dragging it out. But here we are, and it's almost the exact same deal. All right,
and we have a series though; like it's legitimately a series.
Yeah, it's
right
a great
now.
Series.
Okay, so there's two officiating groups that they have, and one is more prone to call penalties than the other. What is your? Do you play it the same way as you do the NBA
for the NHL? To be honest with you, No.
Do you think there is a ref angle? I know you were looking into
this. Because you guys just said the NHL is the toughest one to have any kind of ref angle, right?
So, I mean, I looked into it a little bit. There's really not a big disadvantage either one way or another.
What about game three, where, game four, the last game, where Berube complained about the refs?
Yeah, that happens in every sport. I mean, you see it a lot in basketball, but yeah, it worked. It worked for them.
100%.
I think it worked. The refs were... I don't want to say in their favor, but they listened.
Here's the thing. I don't think that they called extra penalties on the Bruins. I think they just didn't call penalties on the Blues. I think that's exactly what they did. And they instead of, you know, turning it into like a 7-penalty versus 8-penalty type of game, I think they just turned it into like, what was it, 3-1 or whatever it was. I just think they kept it that way and kept the Bruins basically off the power play.
The other thing with that series is just the Blues, if they're going to win, they're going to win by hitting you and knocking you out, just like they did against San Jose. So I think you got two teams, one with style, one that can hit, and it's been working for the Bruins. Clearly they're talented, but I feel like the officials going into it know that one team is being more physical than the other because they're just not as talented.
Okay, so what does this mean as far as the betting and the lines? 3 games left, it's a 3-game series. I don't know if the Chara news has affected anything. What are you looking at right now?
So Chara didn't move the line. In hockey, the lines rarely move for individual players. It's more of a team collective. And so rarely do the lines actually move for an individual player. You'll see like maybe a Kucherov will move, you know, maybe like, you know, from 105 to 110 or 105 to even. So very rarely do players. Chara had basically no effect on the line. There was
so
no
Bruins are still favored by what's the line?
Yeah, minus 145 tonight. I got it at 160 for the series.
So it's at minus 155 now. Bruins at minus 155 and 150 for the series, which is concerning. If you're a Bruins fan, that should be extremely concerning.
Why?
For you. There should never be a series price that is when you are the favorite in the series that is lower than game five. So, for instance, the Bruins are minus 150 to win the series, but minus 155 to win tonight. That needs to be flipped. In almost all cases that you see, whenever a team...
Fishy line.
Yeah, not fishy line. Fishy, bad series price.
So what does that mean they believe? Can you interpret that for me?
They
believe
that they're going to win tonight but not win the series?
Well, but they're still favored to win the series.
Well, you can be favored to win the series, but the fact that they're putting the series price lower than the actual game price, which is, again, if you think about it like this, the Bruins are going to be the minus 155 tonight. They'll probably be close to even or whatever it is in St. Louis, and then they'll probably be the same sort of price that they are tonight. Why is that lower? It should be much higher. You're looking at it because you're thinking if they're the favorite in two out of those three games and a small underdog in the other game, that series price should be minus 160, minus 165. It's very bad.
Okay.
All right.
It's not great.
Okay. Before we get to your stone cold prediction, which you said you had big news, tell me you're betting on the French Open.
I am not. I have before, though.
Of course you have.
How can you not bet on the French Open? It's always on.
I don't have an interest.
But you bet on, like, Mexican soccer.
Yeah, I bet on lacrosse. Cricket, too.
Yeah. How low is tennis in this man's brain to not bet on it, considering all the other
Australian
stuff?
Australian critic.
That's amazing. So you must just really hate tennis.
Livshets, you have not bet on the French Open?
I follow a few guys who do, and so, you know, maybe once in a while if I want a little bit of action while I'm at work and I want, you know, want to watch something, you know, on the side, but very rarely would I ever bet on it. It's not a sport.
We're going to get French Open tweets now. You know, I'll take the tips, though. If someone's going to tip on the French, there's some great positive odds in tennis.
You can take the tips. I don't want tips from anyone. It's something to entertain, but not something I care about enough to bet on.
Cricket. All right, guys, you teased some big information. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week. Or it doesn't have to be a lock of the week. It could be the information you have. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. Shoot.
Okay. I believe that Kevin Durant was holding off until game five, unless the Warriors lost last night. I would very much expect to see Kevin Durant in game four. Klay Thompson will be playing in game four. So it's very likely you will have that full team. What will happen is the line right now is at 5 or 5.5. It actually opened at 4.5. I expect that line to move to 7, 7.5. So if you want to take the Warriors minus 5 or 5.5, you can probably come back on the Raptors minus or plus 7, 7.5 in a day or two when it's announced he's actually going to play. But as far as everything I've heard, he's going to be playing.
Okay. So all right. So take it now, buy it now, or wait till they announce it.
No, you do it now.
I would play the Warriors now, and if you don't think they're going to win, you can always come back on Toronto at a much higher line when, you know, Durant is announced as playing, whatever.
Oh, and finally, I know what I want to ask you guys real quick. You guys are locked in on this as much as anybody, this news. Massachusetts has been trying to get legalized sports gambling here forever, and the belief was that it was going to happen right when the Encore was going to open, which is in like 3 weeks.
Yep.
Are we any closer to legalized sports gambling in Boston?
No.
Okay.
We've been basically, it's been shelved for right now. They keep saying they want to have it done before football season because it wasn't lined up with the Encore. It was lined up with football season, the NFL season, which makes sense because you have to let them kind of get, you know, set up and set up their shop and kind of get everything in order anyways. But it doesn't look like it right now. We're just kind of on hold, and Rhode Island is having issues, so there may not be sports betting in New England because right now that whole lawsuit that's going on in Rhode Island may push the whole thing back. They may take all that away.
All right, you guys don't want I would imagine, legalize sports gambling.
I think it would be cool to have it in the area, but
it's better for your business.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just like it's just like marijuana. I'd rather go get it from the street because it's cheaper and I'll get more of it. But instead, I got to pay cash only. And
yeah, I mean, I would love it. I think having a book down here would be great. It just gives you another option, another place to be able to get some action in.
Yeah.
When you start getting limited, well, see,
I thought it would undercut your business.
No, actually, it's better. It would be better.
Different lines, right? Yeah, you can kind of shop it,
and if you go through a local, less juice.
I watched Action. There was the one guy who just traveled from book to book to find like the best lines.
Exactly.
All right. And one thing, the Belmont is this weekend. We've hit a horse in every single race. I've hit one. So
give me one. Give me one.
I'm going win. I know it's somewhat of a square play, but the field is terrible. Okay. Like, you might as well just throw darts, because it's a bad feel, but I'm going to go win.
All right, there you have it. Win. The Bankroll Boys, you can over under 98.5. The podcast is up at 98.5, thesportshub.com, also on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app. Thank you, guys, for coming in. We will be right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
App.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. The real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There's something quick here. Lockhart, this is the lottery guy. All right, so can you get on a mic and kind of tell us what's going on with this?
Yeah, so a man won the lottery in South Carolina, and he didn't realize he won. He thought he won $50,000 the next day. And then he realized that it wasn't just $50,000. He won millions of dollars. And what do you do when you're in South Carolina? You run straight to the media and show your face.
Oh, man.
And tell them how much money you've won.
People like that. Just if you let's say you found out you won $10 million, or even more than that. Let's say you won like the grand thing, like like a half billion. You know, they have like those, some of those like Mega Millions, like 400.
Right.
Let's say you won like $400 million, something like that. Would you tell anyone when you first found out?
I would not want to, but then I wouldn't be able to control myself, and I would tell people
that, and you'd have your hand on that ticket 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I would be petrified about losing.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's not even worth the money in some senses, that you're going to just sit there petrified. But I guess you can call a lawyer.
That's the first thing you do. You call an attorney and you say, all right, help me with this. How do I handle it?
Yeah.
It's got to be an attorney you trust too, because I'm sure there's, we all saw what happened to Rocky in Rocky 5. You know,
I mean, that,
you sign over the power of attorney, and all of a sudden
you get home and everything's gone.
You go from riches to rags.
That's right. I mean, they show that at Harvard Law.
The Rocky Five. Is that the worst like plot line ever? Like, nice. They had to try to figure out a way to get Rocky back to the streets. It's like, let's just have him do something stupid, like sign over everything to his lawyer. Right.
Tell Paulie to take control of your finances.
Right.
Let's perfect.
Just, somehow we got to get from point A to point B. Put Paulie in charge. That's a good explanation.
Put Paulie in charge and put a wig on the robot. All right, so here is...
Okay, so here's this guy. I guess we don't know. He'll probably say how much money he won in the news report, I'm sure.
I got to remember all this because I ain't used to this. For a couple of years, I was just playing the same six numbers twice a week. I mean, the same five numbers on Mega Ball and Powerball. And I never expected to win, and I just got lucky.
No kidding, really? Wait, so you're telling me you got lucky that your number decisions on the numbers was not through a ton of science and mathematics and statistics?
Do you know how easy it's got to be to get money from an old hick? Like an older dude who's just like it's got to be
their lives. It just ruins their lives.
I mean, just to be able to sell this guy magic beans if you wanted to.
No, yeah. But because you know he's going to buy like a giant house and have like gold lions in it and like just and buy like 55 cars.
Right, right.
Can we play a little bit of a game here just because I know the answer?
Okay.
How do you think he chose his numbers? What was his method of choosing this particular?
Well, what was the
lottery?
General Lee? What was the number on the side of that?
That's 01. I'm saying NASCAR. I'm saying it does have something to do with NASCAR.
That's not a bad guess.
Where's he from?
South Carolina.
He'd like his numbers of his favorite South Carolina Gamecocks football players.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I like that. That's another good one.
Might be overthinking it, but no, it was on the back of a fortune cookie piece of paper.
I'm surprised he...
He read his fortune and then said, dang it, I'm playing these numbers.
Well, it's my fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, God's put it on this thing.
I don't know what else to say. I'm just kind of... I didn't even know it this morning. I didn't look at the tickets, and I don't have the TV, the news to tell me. So I got up and looked at the ticket. And really, I didn't see the last digit and thought that I just won $50,000. So my wife had already went to work, and I called her back and said, look, we got to go to Raleigh. She said, for what? I said, well, I think I won at least $50,000. And after I hung up the phone with her, I got back in there and looked. And I said, dang, I got them all. So then I called her back and said, look, I won the whole thing. And she said, well, how much is the whole thing? I said, I don't know. I just played. I don't know what it is. And she...
There's certainly a lot of numbers, and I got lost. I mean, I can get up to, five numbers, but now you're asking an old lot of me.
She said, well, Google it. So I went in there and punched up the answer lot on Google. I said, you ain't going to believe this. I got it all. I don't know what to do with most of it. I hope it don't change me a lot. And I'm trying not to change my life. But like I said, I'm still going to wear my jeans, maybe newer ones. But
do you think you'll still be working?
I'm retired.
He's already retired.
I won't work to start with.
Yeah, he seems like a nice enough guy. Unfortunately, that money is not.
You know who's going to retire? The owner of the Golden Corral in his town, and the gun shop store owner.
Oh, and he's...
I just got guns and beef, so I'm going to buy.
I'll tell you this, is that he obviously probably has a lot of kids, and if he's already retired, when he dies, holy moly, that's going to be like... I'm rooting, tooting, getting.
I mean, you're right. He's going to say, I'll have a gold-plated toilet.
Yeah. He's going to, I mean, there's going to be such, it's going to be the Hatfield and the McCoys trying to get after that money. All right. We will be back. Danny Ainge had a lot to say yesterday.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich. 98.5.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Dude, that's totally gnarly.
Psych. Oh, Mickey, what a pity, you don't understand. You take me by the heart when you take me by the hand. Oh, Mickey, you're so pretty, can't you understand? Guys like you, Mickey. Oh, what you do, Mickey, do, Mickey. Don't break my heart, Mickey.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
98.5 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. That is not the song by Brad Marchand that you will be listening for this morning. When you hear him doing Wake Me Up Before You Go by Wham.
It's Go Go, Fred. You got to get the name
all right. Very good.
For you, Go Go.
That's the name of the song?
I believe it's called Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
It is. There are two goes.
Well, I know they say Go Go twice.
But that's the name of the song.
I think I might be right, Dan says. You'll be caller number 63. Gear up for the Stanley Cup Final with Bruins exclusives by stopping by the Boston Pro Shop at TD Garden. Receive 1 hour free parking validation in the North Station Garage. With purchase until 5 p.m. or online at bostonproshop.com.
From everything I see, that it is indeed Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Okay.
With two, yeah, it is Go Go.
All right. Well, there goes my Wham.
your Wham take. The Wham take is done.
Yeah. It's funny. I would have gotten it wrong on Jeopardy.
You might have. Well, yeah. So remember, when that happens, you know.
617-931-0985 when it happens.
Yeah, when it happens. Bird right now, once again, has his hands full.
Well, he doesn't have to answer these
calls. He doesn't. But he's being nice. Look at that. He's being a good ambassador. He's saying, hey, sorry, didn't make it through. So Danny Ainge yesterday had his first appearance since having his second heart attack. First thing that stood out was, A, he looks good. So, I mean, he looks healthy. Looks like normal Danny Ainge. And the other thing is that he's obviously frustrated, as everyone else is, with how the season went, but not so much so that he couldn't immediately make a joke about one of his old teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating more plants. and not the kind of plants in Walton's garden, by the way. But eating more plants nonetheless. But I think, I mean, I have a great bench here, too. Like, we have a great staff, and Mike and Austin and Dave and right on down the list, Remy and Jake and everybody that's, you know, they're very capable of filling in when I needed to step away there for a little while, but haven't had to have miss much work.
The Walton jokes always hit. I'm a big fan of that.
Yes.
But
yeah.
The
Walton, it's going to be a while, but when he does those unknown West Coast college games and starts talking about hiking into the Himalayas. Yeah, but that's what you're going to have to do if you have two heart attacks. You're going to have to go a plant-based diet.
Yep.
That's the thing is, don't have a heart attack because then you can never enjoy your life again.
Right, and then they take it away from you, yes. Any kind of red meat. Although somebody tweeted me a photo of him over at the Mickey D's yesterday on Harvard Ave. I don't know if it was recently, but they said that it was. Once again, just speculation.
Well, because there comes a point where they go, you got to go plant-based. And yep. When that point comes, so much pleasure has been ripped away from you.
So this is obviously going to be a weird off season. And Danny Ainge on our show talked about how his relationship with Kyrie Irving during the regular season was an engagement, and hopefully they would be married soon. And somebody asked and said, "Hey, is the wedding with Kyrie still on?
Is the wedding still on?"
I don't know. I mean, there's not much I can say about that, honestly, but there's ongoing conversations. Okay. Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
Okay. And he was asked if Kyrie's camp had given any indication that he doesn't want to come back, if there's anything he can do with the roster to sway him to come back.
But he hasn't given, or his camp hasn't given you an indication that he does not want to come back here.
I have not received that indication, no. Okay.
Is there anything you can do roster-wise that would encourage Kyrie to re-sign?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I don't know that yet. You know, the first thing I would say about the whole Kyrie thing, I mean, I just think it's unfortunate that, you know, one person gets credit or blame for team's failures. I mean, we had a lot of reasons why the team did not succeed this year. And Kyrie deserves his share of the blame, but not any more than anybody else. There's a lot of guys that, didn't handle things the right way and make the sacrifices that needed to be done for the benefit of the team. And so no matter what happens with Kyrie, I'll never regret that. Just move on to the next deal.
He's talking like a guy who's already moved on. And he did that throughout the press conference.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving's not coming back.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it. And the one thing, of all the things he said yesterday, when asked about Kyrie or the team or how things ended. By the way, you know how we were speculating at first, before we knew one way or the other, that he wouldn't be able to watch any of the games of the heart attack? I guess that he had missed out on the immediate game after the heart attack, but then after that, didn't he kind of sneak it in?
It's kind of like Lou Brown in the hotel room, in the hospital room in Major League Two.
Yeah.
You know? He pulled like what a Chara would have to do tonight. Is like, no medical staff.
That's right.
I play. So, like, he probably ran around the hospital and found a TV and couldn't resist.
But here is the quote of the entire press conference. If you take anything away from it and you want to know what's going on with Kyrie or what kind of attitude they're going to take towards this offseason, this really said it all.
You know, I would say going into the season that we knew that there would be, with the success from the year before, and then we're trying to bring Kyrie and Gordon back into the mix, that there would be some challenges. But I even underestimated how long it might take, because it didn't really ever take where we had 100% buy-in from 100% of our players. And I did not anticipate that.
Ooh. And that says it all.
Good. That's not good.
Yep.
He's not going to be happy anywhere. He wasn't happy in Cleveland, even though they were winning. He wanted to be the guy, and he came here to a team that had succeeded without him the year before.
That's right. Here, you're the guy. You're the guy. Go lead us.
And I just think it's funny that he wants to go to Brooklyn because he grew up in New Jersey. You're worth tens of millions of dollars. What do you want to hold your mom's hand?
Well, hang on. He told us, or told me at Media Day when I was talking to him about the rumors of him going to New Jersey. Remember, he laughed about it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, it's because I grew up there." I mean, listen, this rumor is going to be out there. But, why would I just play at a place that just because I grew up there? I know it's easy to, he basically dismissed and kind of mocked people that would say that. And now that's all we're hearing.
I don't understand, if you're a professional athlete, why you would care at all about playing around where you grew up. None. You have everything at your fingertips. You could fly you could have an entourage of everyone you've ever met follow you around. I mean, what the hell does he want to do? I don't know what his upbringing was, but what does he want to do? Go out to the old neighborhood and play basketball?
Well, the one thing,
play stickball?
The one thing I'll give Kyrie Irving is that it's not like he's just going to a place that's near him. He is also going to a place that has a great situation in front of him. Now,
Just like the Celtics did.
I agree.
No, he's
not going to be successful there either.
He wants to go to Brooklyn because it's by New Jersey, and maybe he feels like he made Uncle Drew, so he needs to be the major, either New York or LA.
All the places to go. I mean, honestly,
maybe he's worried about public perception if he chases a ring like Durant did. I don't know. But this doesn't seem to be the right situation.
No, he's never going to be happy. I would be very concerned about, unless I had a rock-solid superstar that was embedded in my team.
Yes, if I'm going to join another team, I want to make damn sure there's another guy who will have the media crowd around his locker.
Well, if I'm signing Kyrie Irving, I think I've learned my lesson, and I got to have a guy who's an A.
There's no one that's going to be available other than Kevin Durant that is going to be the person the press want to talk to more than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's your guy.
Yeah,
and he's kind of even made it even more so in this offseason.
But I'm not signing him if he's going to be our guy.
Oh, Fred,
I'm just not doing it.
After what, and that report came out, remember we had talked about that last week, that the perception on Kyrie Irving, I mean, he took a massive hit as far as teams that would want him, or at least how they would approach Kyrie, as you said. There's some people who think that unless they can get Kyrie and Durant or Kyrie and Anthony Davis,
right,
that they're not going to try to go for Kyrie. I don't even think that, because right now the plan seems to be Kyrie and Jimmy Butler going to Brooklyn together. And if I'm Brooklyn, run. Run as fast as you can from putting those two together.
Two guys that are never happy.
Yeah,
think about it, though. Think about it, though. If you're Brooklyn and you've been down for 5 or 6 years and you just made the worst trade imaginable, I mean, and it's, you have a great irony in front of you, stealing the guy from the Celtics, so ultimately you got because you lost all of those draft picks. That's too impossible to give up. I understand completely why Brooklyn would want Kyrie.
Maybe it's okay for public perception or maybe to sell tickets, but from a basketball standpoint, no way.
You know, ironically, you know where I think the only place he would be happy is the Lakers.
Yeah, he could be back with LeBron.
If he went back with LeBron,
he could make his movie.
He will never have to be the number one guy, and you could just say, you know what, we just had such great chemistry together. There's an easy explanation, and you know what, your expectation is going to be pretty low because right now the Lakers suck and the organization's in disarray. You're not walking into a situation where immediately everyone's like, you better win. I just think that that's the only place where he's going to be happy.
I don't think he's going to be happy anywhere. I don't think he's wired that way. I think he's wired to blame everyone else but himself.
Well, the other thing that I thought was interesting yesterday is that Danny Ainge talked about, you know, all the other players and whether they were all happy, and he kind of went along this.
Thought that through the course of the year, guys would figure out their roles. And also, when you go to training camp, I've been involved in a lot of training camps over my 40 years where there's questions to be answered, and you go into training camp and it becomes really clear that players just take jobs and they win their jobs and it becomes really easy decisions. And then there's years like this year where it was harder, you know, like everybody played well at times and not well at times, and nobody really took the jobs that other than Kyrie, who was a second-team All-NBA and was our best player throughout the course of the year, now Horford. But I feel like it was a very difficult. That's why it was a difficult coaching job for Brad, because you know those jobs just weren't clear-cut. Who's going to finish every game? Who's going to start every game? Those were much more difficult decisions.
I like there's only two guys who are happy with their positions.
Yeah.
Everyone else is. I mean, he's got to deal with Rozier. He's got to deal
Well, he was asked about that, too.
Which, by the way, very, very telling about Rozier. Rozier did everything he could everything he possibly could to shoot his way out of town.
And Ainge
loves
him.
He made it very clear.
Yep.
And Ainge, remember, he punked Ainge on draft night last year, too.
Yeah.
And Ainge still loves him. And when asked about him, I don't know, are we going to play this year?
I got it right here if you want.
It's very clear to me, listening to this, that Ainge would absolutely sign him back to be a starting point guard.
Sure. You guys know I'm a big fan of Terry's. You know, I don't always agree with how everybody handles the media, just like they probably don't agree with how I handle the media and things that I say. But we don't always think alike. That's what makes the game fun. But I'm a big fan of Terry's. I think that, you know, I think that if Terry was in the right circumstance and the right role,
a starter,
I think he'd love playing in Boston, is my opinion. And if not, then I think Terry would let me know that. But Terry and I have a very good relationship, as Terry does with Brad as well.
Yeah, he wants
that's
to sign
option
him.
B.
Yep.
Honest to God, he'll re-sign Terry Rozier, and Terry Rozier will be your starting point guard next year. You can't. I know how much you love Brad Wanamaker, Rich, but I got to be honest.
Got Wanamaker fever.
I know, but honestly, there is no other option that's better than Rozier out there.
That's what she said. Wanamaker.
Ricky Rubio.
Who the is Rube. A low-grade Rajon Rondo. All right. Doesn't shoot the ball.
You're right. Not happy about any
we'll
of this,
be
all right?
Right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
The Sports Hub.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Real quick, I apologize if I smell. I haven't taken a shower in 2 days. I was yesterday. Unfortunately, she's great now, but you know, my wife, as you know, her whole entire story with all the leukemia and transplants and all that stuff. So, like for the past 3 months, she's kind of been walking a little strange, and she felt like maybe something was going on with her leg. Like she thought that maybe she had like pulled a muscle, and then it just got worse and worse and worse. And she went in to the doctor, and they're like, you know, you should probably get an MRI. So she got an MRI, and when she got out, the technician looked at her and goes, do you come here all the time? She goes, no, why? He goes, you're messed up right now. And she goes,
he said that to
her? Yes, yes.
What the hell is that?
And she goes, excuse me? Like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, what do you mean allowed to tell me? Obviously, something bad's going on because you're saying that I'm messed up. And she goes, yeah. It's the doctor who needs to talk to you. I can't really tell
when
you.
When was the doctor's appointment after that?
2 days later.
Oh my God.
So like she had to sit there for 2 days and freak out over what the hell's going on.
That's not right.
And it ends up that like she's basically missing a giant part of her hip. Cause so she had to take all these steroids and stuff for her transplant to take. And after a while, this happens with a ton of people who have the kind of transplant she had, Fred, where it just like her, the bone that goes into her like hip, just kind of like a crouton, just started getting eaten away. And she's basically walking around with no hip for a while. So she got a hip replaced, like a full hip replacement the day before yesterday. And that's why I was out. I was with her while she was recovering. So after it was done, I got to take a look at the x-ray, you know, when it came back and the doctor showed it to her, and it's pretty rad looking. I mean, there's just this like piece of titanium in there with these bolts that go into her bones, and it is just like as solid as it gets, and it looks kind of crazy. And I guess the bone like grows around it, which makes it work. And so they said that she's not even going to realize like, you know, just how bad she had it until she starts walking around and everything's fine. So I told my mother about this and I sent her a picture of the hip replacement. And she goes, oh, well, it's funny you say that. I was telling a good friend of mine who, you know, once again, this is my mother who lives at the, you know, it's not an old folks place, but it's like an over.
A place for people over like,
it's like
60.
Over 60. And, you know, that's where, of course, the pine upside down pineapple means you're a swinger.
And outbreaks of herpes.
She told like a gentleman friend of hers that, you know, that she had gotten that. And her gentleman friend was like, oh, that's funny. I got one of those too. Here, I'll text you my x-ray. And so my mom said, yeah, so this is what my friends looked like. And she sent me the picture. And I looked at it, I went, Mom? She goes, what? And Fred, can I just show you the picture that he texted?
What is it?
You see, the one thing about these
Does
X-rays...
Does he have an erection?
The one thing is about these X-rays...
what the hell are you showing
is
him?
That you can see the flesh. And I said, Mom, did this guy send you a penis pic?
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right there. Like he's aroused.
The dude just sent a picture, and you can see full-on testicles and everything else.
You got to give him some props. That is the most clever way to send a D-pic I've ever seen in my entire life.
So some old dude is sending blank pics to my mom.
He's courting her. And what are you going to do? You have plausible deniability.
And my mom didn't even like that. They never returned her.
Oh, she knew. She knew.
So this is some elaborate way of showing Rich that she's hot to try?
She probably showed Rich, like, hey, look at it. Not bad, huh?
Look what I'm getting.
This guy sent the picture. Right. I'm like, Mom.
Mama's on fire.
He's got a Coke can down there.
Send your penis pics. And I'll say, and to be quite honest, I mean, it's like... it's not really anything to brag about. It looks like more like the, you know, Smurf home.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, we're not talking about a John Hamm situation here.
Well, it didn't look small to me. It looks like he's aroused.
I mean, it's got to be tough to be aroused in while you're getting
your X-ray. Well, plus, it's not like you're going to be showing that.
I mean, come on. How does she know? She sends that to me, and put it this way. If that was in there and she knew it, my mom would tell me. Like, she'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And I text her, I'm like, Mom. This dude said he's not sending you that picture because of his hip replacement. He's sending you a penis pic.
She knew.
No, trust me, my mom would tell me. Yeah. She's the kind of person would be like, look at this crazy thing the guy sent me. He sent me a picture of his thing.
I think this is one of those things that mothers don't tell sons.
Well, I hope she gets her freak on. I mean, my dad's been dead for like 3 years. It's about time she gets back on the horse. You know, I encourage it.
Okay.
Get freaky, Mom. That'd be awesome.
Save that.
However, with
get
this,
her on, I'd be Kinder,
just, although her stand, grandma. Her standards would be pretty low, though, if this is what she goes with.
It doesn't look that bad to me.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm a little further away from the picture than the two of you, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't know. It doesn't look bad to me. All right, we will be back. No commercials here, just the headline.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.